Hey, babes, welcome to a brand new day filled with endless possibilities. I'm your girl, Neek Austin, and this is Coro is a Crush, your go-to spot for all things self-love, empowerment, and living life to the fullest. Let's dive in and make today unforgettable. Hey y'all, welcome back to Coro is a Crush. It's your girl Neek, and today we're coming in hot. It's Women's History Month, and we're also in the season of Lent with Ash Wednesday setting the tone for reflection and renewal. So, what better time to talk about something that we as women have dealt with for far too long? Society loves to put us in a box, tell us who we should be, how we should act, what's too much, or not enough. But God didn't create us to shrink. He didn't call us to dim our light. He said we are fearfully and wonderfully made. So why are we still letting the world tell us otherwise? Before we dive in, quick reminder, if you love this podcast and want to support, check out my Buy Me a Coffee page. You can donate, grab some Coro is a Crush merch, or become a fan with a membership. Every bit of support keeps this movement going. All right, let's get into it. Are you a brand that aligns with empowerment, faith, and authenticity? Do you have a product or a service that speaks to bold, purpose-driven women who refuse to play small? Then let's talk. Coro is a Crush is looking for sponsors who want to connect with a powerful, engaged audience. If that's you, email us at CoroCrushPodcast@gmail.com. to learn more about sponsorship opportunities. Let's partner up and make an impact. Coro & Company is now available at two amazing locations. Not only are we at the Williamsburg Bazaar, but we're also in my hometown of Farmville, Virginia at the Blake & Gray Company. Discover my inspiring stationery, custom apparel, and self-love essentials in person. Check out my booth at the Williamsburg Bazaar, located at 5625 Richmond Road, Unit F120, Williamsburg, Virginia 23188, and the Blake & Gray Company, 142 North Main Street, Farmville, Virginia 23901. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while or receive my newsletters, then you know I am a big fan of Flowdesk. Email marketing is the number one way I protect my business growth. Unlike social media, I own my email list. If you haven't heard of Flowdesk before, it's a beautiful, intuitive emailing marketing tool that I use to consistently email my list. So, if my favorite social platforms change or disappear altogether, I can continue connecting with my audience. It empowers me to stop solely living at the mercy of an algorithm and ensure my messages reach my audience consistently. If you're ready to grow your email list, there's no better platform to use than Flowdesk. You can get 50% off your first year with my link. Go to beacons.ai/Coro & Company to access the link. Make sure you're following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest at Coro & Company, where you will find out what's going on with Coro in real time. Also, make sure you're on our email list so you can catch all of Coro's deals, and you don't want to miss those. Go to CoroAndCompany.com to sign up and join the tribe. All right, let's get into it. So today's topic is called From Ashes to Authority. Rising into your God-given power. From ashes to authority, rising into your God-given power. All right, let's break the box, okay? Let's be real. Society has rules for women. From the time we're little girls, we're told to be nice, be quiet, and be polite. We're praised for being small, for not taking up too much space, for not making people feel uncomfortable. And if we step outside of that, if we're too ambitious, too outspoken, too confident, like myself, suddenly we're, quote, too much. But let's break this down. Career and success. Women are still expected to prove themselves twice as much for half the recognition. The second we show confidence, we're intimidating. If we're assertive, we're bossy. Meanwhile, men are called leaders for the same thing. Ain't that crazy? Number two, motherhood and family. Society loves to make motherhood the defining trait of womanhood. If a woman chooses to focus on her career or doesn't want kids, then she's labeled selfish. But if she does have kids but also want a career, she's not present enough in the kid's life. Make it make sense for me, because I am a mom and I have my career. I am an entrepreneur. I run my own business. I have two kids. I'm also married. And I don't get the, oh, I'm being selfish, or I'm not being present enough in my kids' life. I don't hear that at home. But I do realize that y'all may be hearing that in your home. And that's because we allow society to define us with those different traits. I don't see nothing wrong with it. If you decide that you don't want to have kids, that's your body. If you decide that you want a career and have children, that's your choice. Can't nobody tell you what you can and can't do. Keep that in mind. Number three, body image and beauty standards. Now, we can spend hours on this alone. Society profits off women hating themselves. They do not profit over a woman look good. Don't get the game twisted. They profit over us hating ourselves. Think about it. Why is weight loss so big now like it was back in the 80s? You know, back in the 80s, it was the fitness videos. Here now in 2025, it's the weight loss injection shot. They have taken over. Why? Because they are targeting people who are big and decide, hey, you got a problem, you need to do this. But the real problem lies at where you see women and men, can't leave them out, but mainly women saying that I need to do this because this is the end trend. Instead of saying I'm doing this to get my health on board, to live a longer life, to do the things that I want to do that I wasn't able to do while I'm, you know, while I'm big right now. I'm able to do it if I get smaller. What drove us to that? Society. Okay? There's always some new beauty standard, some new way to tell us we need to change, shrink, or alter ourselves to be acceptable. Now, y'all may have known that I did get weight loss surgery, and the weight loss surgery that I received was gastric sleeve. Now, the reason why I did the gastric sleeve, simply because I wanted to live. Number one, I wanted to live. Number two, I had a whole lot of health issues, such as diabetes, which runs big in my family, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. I also was on the verge of having cirrhosis of the liver. So for me to do weight loss surgery, that was what I had to do if I wanted to continue to live past 40. I did not get weight loss surgery because of a trend. I did not do that to keep my husband. I did not do it because I wanted to fit in. I did it because I wanted to live. I wanted to be able to accomplish what my father was not able to accomplish when he was here, and that is to beat diabetes. Now, 4 years later, I have beaten diabetes. My A1C went from an 11.1 to a 5.9. And I'm saying this because I made the choice. Society didn't tell me to do it. I made the decision to take control of my life because everything that I was doing was making me sick, and I got tired of getting sick. And even though 4 years later, I still get sick around my birthday, which is in January, I still defeated by doing what is necessary to put myself first. This is why my business, Koro, is what it is. Koro standing for chosen, overcomer, redeemer, and on purpose, because I decide to put myself first. This is why we created the podcast, so I can tell y'all how to put yourself first, motivate you and inspire you to put yourself first. Do not allow society to shrink you down and make you into something that you do not want to become. And number four, faith and spirituality. Even in the church, I need some church folks on this episode today. Even in the church, women have been told to stay in a certain lane. One lane in particular, women should not be ministers in the pulpit. Women should not own a church. My thing is, if that is what God called you to do, do what he tells you to do. Don't listen to man. Don't listen to what the people are saying. And if they don't want you to become a minister in that church, then go start your own. Too easy. Too easy. They tell us to be soft, be gentle. They tell us to submit to the church, submit to our husbands. But let's not forget that Jesus didn't shy away from strong women. Hello, somebody. He did not shy away from strong women. One woman in particular, Mary Magdalene. She was a very strong woman. His own mother was a very strong woman. What woman do you know can actually give birth at the ages between 13 to 16 years old and still push through everything that they have put against her, even watching her own son die on the cross? You tell me what mother can actually do that. And I know some mothers that have done it, that have been in Mary's shoes, that have witnessed their, you know, burying their sons. But Mary, of all people, was one of the most strongest women that we have ever came to learn. So was Mary Magdalene. He didn't shy away from strong women. He empowered strong women. So if you are a female and you were called to lead and you decide that you want to build a church, then you have the capacity to do it. You should be able to do so and not allow society to tell you otherwise. Okay? Now let's be real. The box that they put us in, that's not real. It is a lie designed to keep us from fully stepping into our God-given power. And as of today, being that it's Ash Wednesday, we're done with that. Sucker punch them in the throat. We're doing this our way. Alrighty. So if we look at the women in the Bible, they were anything but small. Queen Esther risked her life to save her people. Ruth broke tradition and walked into a destiny bigger than what was expected of her. Deborah was out here leading armies. And like I said, even Mary, the mother of Jesus himself, carried a divine assignment that went against all societal norms. God has never called us to shrink. He calls us to be bold, to walk in purpose, to take up space. Psalm 139:14 says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. That's just not a cute scripture. That is a declaration. So if God made you with intention, why would he ever want you to play small? If he placed a fire in your belly, why would he want you to dim your light? The answer, he would. Because that's how God is. It's one thing to recognize the box, but let's talk about how we actively can break out of that box. Number one, stop seeking approval. Your worth isn't determined by how well you fit into someone else's expectations. Release the need to be liked by everybody. Now, this was one of the things that I struggled with the most. I had to learn as an adult how to stop seeking approval from people. And now that I am 41 years old, I have learned to stop seeking approval. I could care less what you think about me. I could care less if you follow me. I could care less how you feel about me. You're saying it behind my back. You ain't bold enough to say it to my face, so we good. That's how I roll. And that's how I continue to roll. This is how I treat, you know, not treat my children, but that's how I train my children. Growing up, I always told them, do not seek approval from people. You know, the only approval you really need to seek is God's approval. Because at the end of the day, that's who we need to answer to. We don't need to answer the man. We answer the man for certain things, but we don't need to answer the man for all things. Most things are out of man's control. Technically speaking, everything is out of man's control. God runs everything. And that's how I look at it. So I'm not going to seek your approval. I'm seeking God's approval, because at the end of the day, He is going to get the glory no matter what. Number two, speak up and show up. Whether in your career, relationships, or in your community, use your voice. That's what it's there for. You got people out here that can't talk for themselves, but they figure out a way how to communicate with other people. So use your voice. You have something valuable to say. Number three, lean into who God says that you are. Let me read that again. Lean into who God says you are. The world will try to define you, but God already did it. He already did it. So stand on that truth. The world is going to try to define you, but God defined you right when you were created. So stand on that truth. Number four, take up space and be unapologetic. Walk into rooms like you belong there. Because you do. I had to learn how to walk in the rooms that I didn't think I belonged there. Come to find out, I did belong there. Don't shrink yourself down to make other people feel comfortable. Don't do that. Because what you're doing is you're giving power to the oppressor. Don't give your power to the oppressor. Just because you may feel oppressed doesn't mean that you got to give your power to them, okay? And number five, surround yourself with people who get it. Community is key. Find people who encourage your growth, not those who try to shrink you. You know those little people that you claim are your friends? If you can count them all on one finger, there's your community. Your family. If they love you like they say they do and they back you no matter what, that's your community. Business owners, we have to create community. Our community being, it could be a networking of business owners, or it could be a community where we have customers that really need that inspiration. There's your community. Okay? Find people that encourage your growth, not those who try to shrink you down. Now, let's bring this back to what really matters. Society may try to box us in, but what does God say about it? Romans 12:2 tells us to not conform to the patterns of this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. That means breaking out of the world's expectations and stepping into what God has for us, aka your purpose. Because if you were born on this earth, then God has a purpose for your life. I want y'all to remember that, because a lot of y'all don't even realize what is your purpose. Now, you have to find your purpose on your own by asking God, hey, what is my purpose? That means you need to develop a relationship with Him. But if you're trying to figure out why am I here, what is my purpose? If you were born on this earth, then you have a purpose. We don't know what your purpose is. Everybody has a different purpose. That's why we all have our own lane. But at the end of the day, develop a personal relationship with God. He's going to tell you what your purpose is. Certain things you may do, you may learn that it becomes your purpose. If it's not crazy. You know what I mean? If it ain't something crazy that you're doing. That's where your purpose comes in. Okay, so we need to learn how to break from that world expectation, because in 2025, it's only going to get harder before it gets better. It's going to get harder before it becomes better. So don't focus on the world. Focus on God. Focus on the person that you worship. God didn't create you to be palatable for people who were never meant to understand your purpose. He didn't give you these dreams, these different talents, this voice for you to water them down. Nah, sis, bruh, for real, it's time to take up space the way God intended. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for making us in your image, bold, strong, and full of purpose. Lord, we ask that you remove every limiting belief, every fear, and every lie that has kept us from fully walking in who you created us to be. Help us to reject the box that society tries to put us in and instead embrace the vast, limitless life you have called us to. Give us the courage to take up space, to walk in confidence, and to own our voices. Let us not forget that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, that's it for today, but trust me, we are not done. In the next 2 weeks, we're keeping this same energy. Listen, if this episode hit home, if you're feeling that nudge to stop playing small, then do something about it. Start that next thing. Speak up in that meeting. Post that content. Do whatever it is that's been sitting in your spirit waiting for you to move. And when you do, I want you to tag me, DM me, let me know, because I want to celebrate with you. For those who are tuning in, thank you so much for joining us on today's episode of Co-Work with a Crush. If you missed part of this episode, make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you can receive notifications for new episodes. If you love this episode, subscribe, rate, and leave a review. And of course, share it with someone who needs to hear it. Also, if you love what we're doing here at Co-Work with a Crush, you can support the podcast in 3 ways. Go to our newly website, Buy Me a Coffee. Well, it ain't our website, Buy Me a Coffee, but go to Buy Me a Coffee, where you can donate to support the show and help keep this movement going. You can also shop the podcast merch, rep this message in your everyday life, and you can become a fan by getting exclusive content and behind the scenes access with a membership. If you got topics you want me to dive into, questions you need answered on the show, or you just want to say hi, don't hesitate to reach out. Send me a DM on Instagram at CoRoIsACrushPodcast. Email us at CoRoCrushPodcast@gmail.com. Or you can leave me a voicemail. Yes, babes, we now have voicemail. Go to my website, CoRoAndCompany.com. Click on the tab Resources. Click on Podcast. Scroll to the bottom of the page and click on Send Me a Voice Message. I would love to hear from you. All the links are in the show notes, so check it out and let's keep this thing going. Until next time, remember, don't let this world shrink you. Take up space, own your power, and walk boldly in your calling. I want you to gain knowledge. Take care of yourself. Go out and be great. Peace and be blessed.